Hey folks, this is Tom Castles, former host of Databook. I just wanted to drop in for a second to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by InterSystems, the engine behind the world's most important healthcare applications. So here's the deal. InterSystems is all about helping you overcome the challenges of modern healthcare. Their advanced software solutions can help your health system transform care processes for moving to value-based care, managing population health, engaging patients, and so much more. It's all driven by a simple mission: to empower care providers and connect care communities around clearly presented, easy-to-use, and comprehensive health information. I think we can all agree that our industry needs innovation. So that's why I encourage you to take the next step today. Reach out to InterSystems on Twitter or LinkedIn, or visit them online at intersystems.com.
Hey, this is Paul and
Samara Rosenfeld,
and we are at HLTH, otherwise known as Health 2019, out here in Vegas, and we are speaking with Sam from Level X.
Great to be here.
Awesome.
Can you tell us just a little bit about what Level X is?
Level X makes video games for doctors. So we capture the many challenges of the practice of medicine as video game mechanics you can play on your phone.
Nice.
So we have over 500,000 medical professionals playing our games in gastroenterology, cardiology, pulmonology, and anesthesia.
To go learn more, we need to learn more about you. How did you get involved in this? How did you start this whole thing?
Level X was founded by accident.
Okay.
So
some of the best things are founded by accident.
I agree. Very fortunate accident. Mm-hmm. So I've spent my career in the video game business. I started out at LucasArts making Star Wars games.
Oh, God, you're my best friend now.
Oh, what did you play? Did you play Star Wars?
I used to play X-Wing on
a
computer.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that's
back
old school.
In the day,
yes.
And you go through the whole, almost like the Rogue One storyline before Rogue One came out. So
yep.
This is the nerd of me because I used to read everything. Like, I've read the encyclopedia, I've read all the books. Like, if I had glasses, they would have a dark rim. Anyway, go ahead.
No,
excited.
So my job at LucasArts, I was an animator. My job was to fly spaceships for Episode II games.
This is all Star Wars talk right now?
This
yes,
is all
Star Wars,
Star Wars talk.
Breaking news on the podcast.
This interview is over.
Samara Rosenfeld never wants us any Star Wars.
Yeah, that's totally fire.
I don't know if you can do that, Paul.
I can do everything I want to do. But the force is with me. It's always with you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So I started out at LucasArts. I used to manage a game technology team at Microsoft. Mm-hmm. After that, my last company did games for big Hollywood movies, mobile games for Mission Impossible, Hunger Games, Rocky.
Like little apps that you would throw into,
promote
the movie.
No, they were full games.
Okay.
So the idea was, you would have tens of millions of fans of the Hunger Games who would sit down, who would, watch the movie for 2 hours, and then would spend over 100 hours on average playing the game.
Yeah.
Because games are very good at engaging people.
They are.
So all of this, gaming stuff, made me basically the black sheep of my family because I come from a long line of doctors.
Oh.
My grandfather was a famous doctor, my parents doctors, my wife, aunts, uncles, everybody, and I went into video games.
Look, it's a very lucrative business, I don't care. It's probably tastes better than being a physician in some cases, but at the end of the day, if it's something you love and you know it's helping other people, you're still doing the same thing.
Oh, ultimately, look, ultimately, and one of the things we discover now, right, is the degree to which game developers and doctors have, there are a lot of similarities, like both deeply intellectually curious, completely dedicated to honing their craft, whether it's art, design, engineering, neurosurgery.
Yeah.
These are people that don't graduate and then they're done, right? They are learning the state of the art of their field every day. Big disappointment of the family. Back in 2012, my father, he's an anesthesiologist, he goes, "All right, Sam, I give up. You're not going to med school. So put all this gaming silliness to good use. Make me a game to train my colleagues to do a fiber optic intubation. It's a technique you only do on difficult patients with difficult airways.
Airways, yep.
Exactly. So even, folks struggle with it if they haven't done enough cases.
Intubating anyone with even just an old scope is hard.
It's hard.
You get in the Army, it's very difficult. And then with the new fiber optic scopes, it gives you a camera image, but still difficult. People still mess it up.
Exactly. Exactly. No, you have to, you're navigating this counterintuitive thing. So I literally, my dad goes, just use all this gaming stuff, make me a game. And I want it to run on a phone because I don't want to have to drag anybody to a sim center.
Yeah.
So literally, I sit down for 3 weekends with some game technology because, and I throw together a little game for him. And I upload it to the App Store simply because I'm busy, you know, I have a job, I'm running a game company.
Yeah.
I don't have time to install it on his friends' iPhones one by one, so here's a link they can download themselves. Yeah, like, yeah. Leave me alone.
Is it free?
It was free, just free to download. So
99 cents.
for my dad's dozen friends that were going to download this thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I go, 2 years later, he calls me in 2014, he goes, hey Sam, how many people downloaded it? I go, I don't know how many of your friends downloaded your game. I'll check for you. And I went and I looked, and we had 100,000 doctors, nurses, and airway specialists who've been playing this thing.
Paramedics, too, I would think.
Yeah, we had EMTs across the board.
Yep.
This is astonishing.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm like, why? What? So I Google it, and I discover, unbeknownst to me, they've been doing efficacy studies on this little game that shows it improves physician performance.
Look at that.
So this was the great accident, right, of like... Oh. You know,
it's like the perfect storm.
Exactly. Exactly. So all of a sudden, like, there's all this demand for something like this. You know, what if we actually, instead of, you know, actually put top video game developers from around the country, folks who've worked at Disney and Zynga and Electronic Arts and Activision, designers, artists, engineers, and actually had them build really good, high-quality games for doctors.
Right.
And so that was the start of Level X. So we have 80 employees now. Which includes, you know, again, top folks from the video games industry, top folks from digital health, and we also have over 150 physician advisors that are working with us to make sure that our games are, you know, credible, challenging, accurate.
Jeez, that's awesome. So you've developed this platform now, and what are the games you've developed for the doctors specifically? Now, you worked with anesthesiologists first with the game.
Right.
What else have you developed so far?
So across the board. So... you know, the way we think about it, it's not just surgical stuff, right? That's almost obvious, right? If you play games, so, you know, finding polyps is almost like a hidden object game or even a first-person shooter if you're doing it endoscopically. But it goes well beyond that. So you think about the clinical challenges that doctors face. Diagnosing a difficult patient, that's a puzzle game, right? Or managing
a
patient.
It's also an algorithm, right? Like, it's the same thing that you're going through.
Well, right, but ultimately, like, there are many approaches, and there's hints, and there's, you know, and obviously, you know, you can run every test in the world, but that is not efficient. So ultimately, like, how do you use your deductive reasoning skills to, you know, eliminate the 55 differential diagnoses, right, to narrow it down to the right answer?
Yeah.
So this becomes a puzzle, or you know, even if I know what the patient has, a patient might have multiple comorbidities, or, you know, drugs have side effects. So managing a patient over time and balancing things like, you know, cholesterol, patient satisfaction.
Right. Comorbidities.
Exactly. These things all become, it's a strategy game, right? So what we're doing at Level X is sort of we're capturing all of these, you know, interventional cardiology is a physics puzzle. And so we're capturing all of these challenges, creating games that, you know, hundreds of thousands of medical professionals are playing on an ongoing basis. They're earning CME, so a bunch of the content.
I was going to ask if that was the case.
Yeah, so a bunch of the content is available for CME credit. A bunch of it's there just because it's fun and interesting, right? The same reason, so most of the content is real cases that have been submitted by doctors. So just like, you know, when you would encounter a difficult case in the clinic or the operating room, you know, you'll take photos, video, you'll write up an abstract, submit it to a conference, present it to your colleagues. Here you can send it to us, and in a matter of weeks, we could send it to tens of thousands of colleagues who can try their hands at the case, you know, try different techniques and approaches and try to get the best outcome.
Right. Wow.
So what does a game look like? Can you kind of take us through, you know, what are the physicians seeing when they open the app?
Can I show you here? Is that the best way to do it?
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
So I'll just grab my phone. Sure. So, you know what, let's start maybe with this one. We'll start, you know, we'll do gastroenterology. Why not? How about a colonoscopy?
Sure.
Excellent.
Always good for the health.
Right? Love that.
All right. So this is our gastroenterology game filled with dozens of rare, difficult cases that have been submitted by doctors around the country. Right. So here's
their footage. basically on the app and you're just looking at your different diagnoses?
It's way better than footage.
Okay.
The footage is what we use to create the game. So here, this is a totally interactive virtual patient.
So we're looking
patient.
At basically either an endoscope or a colonoscope.
Yeah, it's a colonoscope.
Going into a cavity, and lo and behold, looks like we see a polyp.
Right, but this isn't a video or even an interactive video. This is a totally interactive virtual patient.
So now you can see a laparoscopic instrument moving around on the screen.
And you can...
With it glistening like it's real soft tissue. Now, if you've ever been in an endoscopy case like I have, you see this, and wow, look at that. Now you see blood damage.
Yeah, so literally I can grab tissue. It's all soft. It's, you know, I can literally pull it toward, I can use my forceps, I can pull tissue toward the camera. You see it glows with the light, like when you hold your hand up to a flashlight.
Yeah, yeah.
So here, right, I mean, I can literally take any tool, and I can manipulate the tissue, right? It's all, it moves around just like it would in real life. I can push the folds of the intestines around so I can find maybe polyps that are hiding between them or a flat polyp that I might need to inject underneath. Here's a polyp that's out in the open. Where did it go?
It was up higher.
Oh, there it is, there it is, there it is. So I'll come in, I'll grab this polyp. It's fairly small, so I'll use my forceps, remove it. But here, there's a blood vessel. It's embedded on a blood vessel, so I can trigger a bleed a meter inside the body. And so here, you know, you can see full fluid dynamics, blood moving around. It's completely interactive. I can spray water for my water jet. It dilutes the blood, all realistically, just like it would in real life.
That's amazing.
And so ultimately, you know, we're capturing the challenge. So here is I'm spraying water on the bleed, right? The blood just dilutes. It keeps coming back. So now, you know, audience choice. What do you want? Should we do? I haven't unlocked the hemoclip yet. So do you want epinephrine or argon plasma?
Plasma.
Oh, a lightning gun. So I can come in with my argon plasma coagulator, and I can cauterize the wound, seal the bleed.
This is what we did in knee surgery, too. You would do the same thing.
Exactly. So here, you know, this is an example, and of course I can cauterize anywhere. You know, it scores you based on tissue damage, so eventually I'll fail the case.
That's pretty cool.
So these are the examples. These are all real cases that have been submitted by doctors that all capture some, you know, clinical or procedural challenge, right? Where, you know, it's...
practice makes perfect. It's like anything else. You can't beat Tiger Woods overnight.
Exactly. And so here there's an opportunity to play through, try different devices, try different approaches. You know, we have a cardiology game played entirely under, it's interventional cardiology played entirely under X-ray. We have 1 in 4 interventional cardiologists in the country playing that game. Literally over 4,000 cardiologists are playing that.
So for anyone who doesn't know in our audience, interventional cardiologists, like, you're basically under fluoro the entire time. You're basically frying patient and yourself the entire time, unless you're outside the room, but usually never happens. So it's a lot of radiation exposure. If you can get that practice preemptively on the game, at least understand how to navigate these vessels, maybe do cauterizations and or ablations without having to worry about hurting a patient, like, that's a huge learning curve change.
So there's the fluoroscopy we're talking about. So here we're actually simulating the X-rays penetrating all these tissues, and we're doing it on a phone. So I can inject the dye to actually see where I need to go. I can see where there's stenosis. I can navigate the guide wires. And ultimately, again, this one is a puzzle game, right? Which tools do I want to deploy in what order, just like you were describing, right? With what configuration to restore blood flow to the damaged heart, right? So here we're literally manipulating the stent in a live beating human heart running on my phone. I can go and, you know, try to place a stent. And here I'll use a covered stent and accidentally block a side branch, right? So you can literally see, you know, the blood flow is now cut off. So these are the kinds of things that we can do on a phone. Here's an example. You know, here's some content sponsored by Philips, where you can actually go through some of these same cases. You can play through it using their IVUS catheter.
So you can upload new technology on here too. So new FDA approved products they want to train doctors on.
Exactly.
My job goes away. My old job goes away.
Exactly. So here you can see the IFR visualization. Here you can see, you know, you can see actually where this, you know, where there's some stenosis, right? And then I can come in with my IVUS probe. Come in, and I can scan backwards. And then literally we're bouncing the virtual sound waves, these ultrasound waves, through the vasculature. So now you can visualize everything under ultrasound.
Wow.
How many different use cases are included in this app?
So generally, we'll launch with a few dozen cases. And the beauty of being on mobile is we can just update it all the time. So every few weeks, we're adding new cases, CME, not CME, new content from sponsors, right, to demonstrate how to use their products, why you would want to use them, where, all, you know, from major life science companies, from major medical device companies. We're also working with multiple medical societies to disseminate their new guidelines and best practices, but through fun and engaging gameplay.
How are you measuring success with this video game?
I mean, the same way you would measure success in a video game, with engagement, right? So, you know, our doctors are coming back time and time again to play the content.
You can see it. Yeah. You can see engagement on there through your back channel software, right?
Oh, exactly. I mean, we have a full, you know, analytics system where we can observe, you know, how long are people playing? We use this ourselves just to figure out what content should we build next, right? What cases are doctors finding challenging? What are they not? What's too hard? What's too easy? What content do they enjoy? What are they playing more? Because that helps us decide what we're going to add in the next update.
Right.
And so we're using all of this. And we're able to just, you know, update it on an ongoing basis with new features, new things to try, new devices, new pharmacological treatments, new game mechanics. That's the beauty of being on mobile.
So I had an anecdotal story about this buddy of mine, York big surgeon, but his mom, when he told his mom he wanted to be a surgeon, she's like, all right, I'm going to buy you an Xbox. But you got to play every game upside down. So, because it mimics more like a surgical environment.
Right, exactly, where
so
often the orientation is flipped.
Backwards. He's one of the best surgeons I've ever worked with. But when I trained him on the robot, I trained him on an orthopedic robot, Mako. He did the registration, like, bah, 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 bah. Like oh, most yeah. doctors don't pick it up that quick, but in our generation, I'm 41, we've been playing video games since I was, you know, I've been on Nintendo.
Since X-Wing.
Yeah, even before, right? So, you know, my hand-eye coordination is much better than older surgeons who struggle with the adaptation process, but younger surgeons pick it up right away, and this is just another way for them to do it. Now, they're not feeling it haptically, but again, there's still a lot of interaction, understanding what the pitfalls are, what they're doing, and visualizing what they're seeing in an upside-down almost environment.
Exactly, and ultimately, like, we're not going to, you know, this isn't a replacement for cadaver labs or mannequins and whatnot,
yeah.
right? But even, but the cadet, like the example I just showed you, right, of, you know, the bleeding polyp, no mannequin or cadaver can recreate that. Cadavers don't bleed, right? So the first time that you're going to encounter a scenario like that, a bleed like that, is going to be in a live patient, right? So ultimately, you know, how to actually manipulate the colonoscope, that you'll learn on a mannequin. But once you've learned how to do it, we can bring you through dozens of the most rare, difficult, interesting, you know, the once in 100, one in 1,000, one in 10,000 case. And you can play through that and build your confidence and learn the right, and you can play through different decision-making approaches, yeah. right? So ultimately, it's more about sort of cognitive skills, decision making, than it is about, you know, the specific mechanics of how to, you know, manipulate a gear on the colonoscope.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. So I think this is great stuff, man. I like what you guys are doing, and this is obviously changing the space in a different direction, right? I think for training as a whole, it's very important to get multiple touch points, right? Whether it's you know, walk, crawl, walk, run. Right? It's the same thing here. You can crawl or jog or run, even sprint with this, because you do high-end stuff. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It's, I mean, if you think about, you know, all the things that, I mean, CME content, right, is read a boring article, watch a boring lecture, do a multiple choice test, right? Here you're earning CME by actually
playing a video game.
Or, you know,
doing it.
Exactly. You can read about the mechanism of action for a drug, or maybe watch a video, or you can play as the molecule, right? You can learn about how to dose an inhaled anesthetic, or you can actually play with it, right? Yeah. And try different dosages and see what the impact is.
So titrating up and down is not an experiment anymore. You got to figure out.
Exactly. And you can really get a sense for the ranges and really understand it. This is this is what we can do with video game tech and sort of the neuroscience of video game design.
So cool. Well, I'm Sam. Appreciate your time.
Likewise.
Thanks a lot so much, and appreciate you making the games that you did.
Thank you so much for
made my childhood much better.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey folks, this is Tom Castles, former host of Databook. I just wanted to drop in for a second to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by InterSystems, the engine behind the world's most important healthcare applications. So here's the deal. InterSystems is all about helping you overcome the challenges of modern healthcare. Their advanced software solutions can help your health system transform care processes for moving to value-based care, managing population health, engaging patients, and so much more. It's all driven by a simple mission: to empower care providers and connect care communities around clearly presented, easy-to-use, and comprehensive health information. I think we can all agree that our industry needs innovation. So that's why I encourage you to take the next step today. Reach out to InterSystems on Twitter or LinkedIn, or visit them online at intersystems.com.